Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to the Green Industry Podcast, your guide for growing lawn care and landscape startups into a thriving business. This show is dedicated to helping you improve your business and achieve financial success. Your host, Paul Jamison, is the best-selling author of Cut That Grass and Make That Cash and The Lawn Care Advantage, Winning Strategies for a Thriving Landscaping Business. Join us as Paul shares his expertise and passion, helping you create a prosperous future. Now, here's your host, Paul Jamison.
Welcome to today's episode of the Green Industry Podcast, where we help lawn care startups go into that thriving business mode. Today on the program, we're going to talk about the three biggest mistakes that lawn care business owners are currently making. You might be like, how do you know, Paul? Well, I do coaching calls. Actually, as soon as I end this podcast, I'm going to hop on a coaching call, and I am constantly looking under the hood of people's businesses from Texas to California to New York to Florida, all across the USA. I don't have any international clients, but I notice trends. And if the guy in Texas is struggling with the same guy in New York, I'm like, okay, there are mistakes that are happening that are common. Now, every mistake I mentioned today, I've personally made. So I started my lawn business in 2011. And I was telling Mr. Producer last night, I probably made every mistake you could in the lawn business. I mean, I could make a list of 25 mistakes to avoid in the lawn care business, all off my own stupidity. And I got the scars to prove it. But my goal today by sharing these mistakes is to also offer the solution. So hopefully you can avoid the mistakes that I've made and others have made. Before we get into the three biggest mistakes lawn care business owners are currently making, I want to let you know about the big event happening in Alabama, Springville, Alabama, February 23rd through 24th. We're going to have Alan Hain as a speaker talking about how we can stay ahead of the competition and how to navigate all of this crazy technology and robotic autonomous mowers and battery-powered equipment and all this stuff. It's here to stay, and we need to have a plan, and Alan's going to share his insights on that. Naylor's going to be there talking about route density. I've been to his business, Clean Cut Lawn Care in Midlothian, Virginia. Naylor has route density. I have been there on the streets, in the cul-de-sacs. The dude took over some neighborhoods. He's going to teach how he did that. The Almonds are going to be there. They have great employees that have been with them 18, 20 years. So they're going to talk about how they have worked on the business and gotten off the truck and have built that culture where they can have dependable employees doing the work for them. Jason Creel, who's hosting the event, he's also going to be speaking on mindset. He's got that Alabama championship SEC mindset. I'm from the Big Ten, by the way. Born and raised in Ohio. Go Buckeyes. Jeremy Vest is going to be there talking about content creation, best practices. Payjack's going to be doing some numbers panel with local Jeremiah Jennings. And I'm sure I'm leaving out some people. The place is going to be packed. So we do have limited seats left. Once we hit 300, registration is going to be closed. You can't come. So if you are planning to attend, make sure you get your ticket today, because once this thing's sold out, it will be sold out as we are actually meeting. And for those of you who've been there last time, it's the same venue. It's Jason's family property. It's 100 acres. I'm at Matthews Manor in Springville, Alabama. Phenomenal facility, but it's not, well, it's huge, 100 acres, but the actual building that we'll be in, we have a limit of 300. So, for last I heard from Jason, the tickets, you can still reserve your seat, but it's once it's sold out, it is sold out. Okay, let's dive right into the three biggest mistakes that lawn care business owners are currently making. Again, I'm not picking on anybody. I've made all three of these mistakes, But the goal is that we avoid these mistakes. Mistake number one, you could probably guess it, underpricing services. Woo-wee. In the lawn care and landscaping space, it's just unsustainable if you are priced too low. You got guys out there cutting grass for 25, 30 bucks, 40 bucks, 45 bucks. And you got to understand that, yes, we are worthy of our labor. 1 Timothy 5:18 says the laborer is worthy of his reward. We're not just selling our time of going out there and mowing grass or edging or trimming. We also have to charge the customer essentially for the equipment that we're using, the vehicle that we're using, the trailer that we're using, the storage unit that we're using, the laborers that we're using to mow their grass. And so when you conduct market research, and this is what I was telling my coaching client, I gave him a little homework assignment to find companies in his local market. He's not in the state I'm in. I know my local market and I could ramble off their pricing structure and prices. But in your local market, are there companies that have been around for 10 years plus? They've been around for a while. Find out what they're charging. Don't worry about what Survival Mode Steve's charging or Chuck in the Truck's charging or Stan in the Van's charging or the neighborhood kid's charging, because that's not sustainable. Those guys come and go. But the companies here in Atlanta, right, the Russells, the Gibbs, the Crab Apples, they've been around for a while. They clearly know what they're doing. What is their pricing? If you want to be competitive with them, they actually have lasting success. So I can guarantee you here in Atlanta, Russell, Gibbs, Crab Apple, Brightview, they're not underpricing. Their pricing, it's not over the top. You know, they're not crooks, but it's competitive and it's not underpriced, because you can't be around year after year after year if you're underpriced and actually be profitable. Now, when it comes to underpricing services, a lot of times we can come with this employee mindset where we think, oh, well, that's going to take me an hour to do that service. And Costco or Target or wherever you could go get a job in the air conditioning, right? They might be paying $25 an hour. So you think, well, you know, if I'm making $30 an hour, I'm charging the customer $30 to mow their grass. It only takes me an hour. I'm making $30. That's more than Bubba's making down at the warehouse or wherever. Well, that's not true, because yes, you might earn $30 revenue on that yard for an hour worth work, but what if you need to be charging $75 per hour, per man hour, to break even? Well, we have, John Pajak and I, we went through how do you actually calculate your break even, so you know what your man hour rate. And essentially, you have to know how much money are you spending on your equipment, the repairs of your equipment, your vehicle, the repairs of your vehicle, your insurance on your vehicle. If you have a storage unit, your storage, and so on and so forth. The list is much longer than that. And then ultimately you got to figure out how much hours you work and you'll come up with your hourly rate. But most companies don't calculate all of that overhead. They don't calculate their taxes. They don't calculate their owner's pay. They don't calculate being profitable. And so the price is too low. And I did that in my early days. I'm working on writing a new book, and I'm sharing about my experience with this customer, Maria, where I was only charging her $25 to do her yard. So I've underpriced my services, and it wasn't just one time. It was years and years, and it was not sustainable. I literally had to go get a job at Carrabba's because I couldn't sustain. It's like digging a hole, and I just couldn't get out of it, because even though I was working hard, my prices weren't high enough. So anyway, what I was saying with all that with Pajak and I, we have a e-training course called Know Your Numbers. Let me pull up this email I got over the weekend. Somebody just sent me this real quick. Let me pull this up. I should have had this ready, Mr. Producer. Where is it at? So I got an email from a guy who just took Know Your Numbers. He said, hey, Paul, he said, this is exactly what I was looking for. The second and third module alone was worth the price. And that made my day. But he basically went through what module two is in the Know Your Numbers program is we calculate the break even hourly man rate. What do you need to charge per hour to break even in your business? And we go through and crunch numbers. And then we also do that for jobs where you have materials, such as a mulch installation. You have, you know, materials to calculate on the job. So how do you know what to price? We cover that in modules two and three of the Know Your Numbers e-program. So if you struggle with underpricing your services, head over to greenindustrypodcast.com. Check out the Know Your Numbers course. Mistake number two is neglecting customer relationships. When you start out, you might get, you know, I remember my first customer's names. The lady named Maria, she had a black Escalade and she was real pretty, but she, you know, she was married. So I wasn't thinking about that, but she was pretty. I remember her. You wouldn't forget old Maria. And then Mrs. Stewart, she was this lady. She moved down from Detroit and she loved NBA basketball. She talked my ear off about back then LeBron was on the Cavs. She'd talk about that and the Detroit Pistons. Anyway, I remember Mrs. Stewart. What I'm saying is I established friendships, relationships with these customers. Old Reggie was this guy who had a fence in his backyard and so much dog poop. I won't say the other word. All over the yard. Two big dogs. I remember Reggie. I had a guy named Les. I'm sure he's passed away by now. He's an old, bitter man. And he would just talk me and my buddy Tyler, who's working with me. Old Les would just, he'd always want to talk to us. And anyway, I remember these customers. But the problem is when you start growing, you're busy, it's really easy to neglect customer relationships. I'm not saying you have to sit on the front porch and have Sweet Sue make you sweet tea. And I can't tell you how many customers, this one lady, Kristen, would make the most delicious sweet tea for me. And, you know, we had Josh and Robbie and a bunch of high school kids working with me and they'd all, you know, the sweet tea was very, very kind. But what I'm saying is as you start to get in the weeds and you get busy and you get behind and you get a rain day and now you got to catch up and then the neighbor's asking you for a quote and all this stuff starts happening. You guys are smiling. Who've been at this for a while. You know what I'm talking about. It can be a trap where you don't mean to neglect your customers, but it happens. Luke 6:31 says, do to others as you would have them do to you. If you hired somebody to mow your grass, take care of your property, how would you want to be treated? You would want that company to show up and do a great job, mind their business, and go on their way. I have a cleaning company. They clean my place. They show up. They're so consistent. They show up on time and they clean. And I come, you know, I come back. I usually go to the gym while they clean, so I'm not in their way, or I'll go on a walk or whatever. And when I see them leave, I come in. It's spick and span. It is awesome. I love it. They do a great job. But the problem is if we start neglecting our customers, they'll fire us. And then it will hurt our reputation. So we need to make sure that we build a proper foundation in our business. So as we grow, the quality of our service stays superb. I'm assuming that you do pristine, excellent work, and that we're not too busy to have a cup of tea, you know, or have that quick little interaction. And there's ways you can communicate with your customers. If you're busy and you're talking to your customer and they, you know, they want to tell you their life story, you know, just say, hey, Ms. Smith, we got 7 more yards to go today. And, Josh has his softball game tonight. So he wants to get done in time, or well, just be honest. I mean, this is real life and they'll understand. They'll be like, oh, I know you guys are so busy, you know, have a great day. And here, take a water for the road. Take a Josh or Robbie, you want an ice cold water? Or don't take beer. I have customers. Hey, you guys want ice cold beer? Robbie's like, yeah, no. You're not. Anyway. But the point is we need to be there for our customers, not just talking to them, but actually making sure we're serving them well. We're doing a great job on their property.
Hey guys, Jason Creel here, and want to invite you to the 4th Annual Lawn Care Life Conference in Springville, Alabama. That's just outside Birmingham, Alabama, near my hometown. We have room for 300 tickets. The early bird ticket pricing is $197, and that includes your meals. We're talking about Friday night, most of the day Saturday. We're going to feed you dinner, breakfast, and lunch. We've got great speakers lined up. I'm going to be there. My friend Paul Jameson's going to be there. Naylor Taliaferro, Jeremiah Jennings, Alan Hain, the Lawn Care Nut, Caleb and Brittany Allman, and my friend Jeremy Vest. We've got a great lineup, a lot of excitement, and every year that we've done this event, the reviews have been fantastic. So come hang out with us, Springville, Alabama. If you need a ticket and want to register, you need to do so before it sells out, because I really think it's going to sell out this year. This is Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th in Springville, Alabama. To get a ticket, go to lawncarelife.com and click on the link for conference.
You're out there in the field, mowing lawns, making money, working hard, but for every dollar you make, you're worried. Worried that you spend too much, worried that you won't make payroll, or worried you'll generate a big financial mistake. Simply put, you don't know your numbers. You're not alone. The Landscaping Bookkeeper has helped dozens of eager lawn care owners organize their numbers, learn the language of business, and build a solid financial foundation. Start your journey from simply earning money to creating a long-lasting source of income today by scheduling a free 15-minute phone call at thelandscapingbookkeeper.com.
If you want to earn more money in your business, it may be as simple as raising your prices. Braden used our price increase letter, and what happened?
Well, we've actually been in business for 32 years now. My dad started it, and then he handed the reins over to me. And in 32 years, he'd never increased the prices ever. And I knew that we had to make a change. So we actually got your price increase letter, increased the price by 20%. And we were doing around $1 million gross, up that to 1.2. And we had 8 cancellations through the entire thing. So we raised our prices through that letter about 200.
Say that one more time.
$200,000 that was sitting on the table that we weren't getting access to just through a letter. So it helped us out big time.
So do you think the price increase letter provided an ROI for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, beyond, it's probably the best investment we've made in 32 years.
That is awesome. You can get the price increase letter at thegreenindustrypodcast.com. It's a plug and play template. You just put in your information, insert date here, insert name here, and in the most straightforward, concise way, it explains to your customer why you're raising their price. It made him 200 grand each year. And then you're going to raise the price again next year.
Exactly.
Okay. Number 3 mistake. And honestly, I could have done 5 mistakes, 7 mistakes, 10 mistakes. I got a coaching call right after this podcast. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to have to make this one short and sweet because I have a hard stop here and I got to hop on a coaching call where I'm helping someone grow their business. So I'm just sharing 3 mistakes today. Don't email me and say, you forgot this, you forgot that. I mean, you can email me if you want. I appreciate the feedback, and I definitely I listen to what you guys' feedback is. But my point is, please know that I'm aware there's more than 3 mistakes that lawn care business owners are making. And I'm sure you could argue that my list of 3, I left 3 out that could have been on 3. There's many mistakes that lawn business owners are making, but this is what I'm noticing are the most popular ones. Number 1, for sure, in my opinion, is underpricing services. It is way too detrimental because you can't sustain your business doing that. Number 2, and it's unfortunate, but customers get neglected. Contractors in general have such a lousy reputation because there's so many horror stories out there of people not doing a good job. And a lot of time is because they get too busy and they neglect customers, which is horrific. And mistake number 3, and some could argue this is number 1, it's inadequate financial planning. You hear on my podcast all the time about understanding our numbers, knowing our numbers, the money side of the business, and the consequences of poor financial management will lead to cash flow problems and tax problems. And not just in the lawn business, but in business in general, you can look at the statistics. What causes businesses to ultimately fail? It's a cash flow issue, and you can juggle, right? You ever see those cups where they move them around and there's a pee under one cup? You can kind of juggle and play games and take out debt and do all that stuff and If that's how you're running your cash flow, though, eventually you're going to have to face reality that the business is failing. And a lot of times when I started in 2011, I would see guys in the neighborhoods or around. And then the next year, I'd still see them at BP or Quick Trip or the gas station, and we'd be talking. And then the next thing you know, I don't see them anymore. Whatever happened to so-and-so? And it happened. It was like a revolving door. They came and they went. They came and they went because they get into cash flow issues. And I've been there. I'm not saying I didn't experience that. But now my cash flow has margin. There's peace. My revenue is way more than my expenses. But it happens on purpose by marketing and doing great revenue, growing. But the expenses, thank God for my bookkeeper, Joey Coberly, and he's kind of my chief financial officer in a way. He keeps me accountable. Hey, your revenue's soaring. Great. Why the bleepity bleep bleep is the expenses creeping up? Why is your lifestyle creeping up? Behave, Jameson, behave. Joey's got red hair and a little feisty if he needs to be. Behave, Jameson. Stop spending money that you don't need to spend. How can we limit these resources? You know, if I gave you $10,000, you could spend it all easily. If I gave you $100,000, you could spend it all easily. If I gave you $1,000,000, you could spend it all easy. I was in Vegas for a podcast and they had I don't know how you named that car. I forget the name of it. It was maybe a Bugatti or, well, I don't even know the names of those fancy cars, to be honest. But it was, I think it was $2.5 or $3 million. Erica Krupin from Krupin Scoopin'. There's a play on words there. She was out there. We were looking at this car. I was like, how much you think that costs? And she's like, I don't know. And we asked the guy, and I think he said $3 million. Fancy schmancy car. I don't remember even name the brand. I could probably look it up. I took a video of it on my phone. So if I gave you $1 million, you could spend $1 million. But when we limited, it's like, hey, I have to stop my expenses, let's just say at $10,000 every month. Well, if my fixed cost is $6,000 and I know I'm spending $6,000, then I only have $4,000 for wiggle room. So I might only be able to upgrade this piece of equipment or only do this marketing initiative or whatever. But then when I get to my limit, it's like, hey, that's going to have to wait. You get thrifty when you have limited resources. And maybe you're like, I don't have limited resources. I'm making bank. You got to kind of set parameters in place to say, you know what? I'm only spending this much each month. And you don't get carried away. Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. And surely haste leads to poverty. What haste means, that's like a fancy old word from the centuries ago. Haste means you just quickly make these decisions. Oh, I'm going to go get a new truck. I saw someone on Instagram. They got a new truck. I'm going to go get a new truck. Oh, I saw on Instagram, so-and-so is doing this. I got to get that trailer. So-and-so did it. Haste. You make these quick financial decisions. It will lead you to poverty. I'm not saying that I have it all figured out, but I do have protection in the sense I hop on a call. I bought a truck last year in cash. Cash money, baby. No debt, cash. Got the title sitting about 3 feet from me in my little folder right there. I own the truck in cash. But guess what? About a year before I bought it in cash, I asked Megan and Joey, my bookkeepers, hey, I'm thinking about upgrading vehicles. What do you think about this? And they were kind of honest with me. Hey, it'd be kind of tight right now. Yeah, you could do it, but it'd be tight. Why don't we start saving for it a little bit more aggressively? So I saved. I had enough money. I went to the dealership. I was probably their easiest customer of the year. I went to the bank beforehand. I got the cashier's check for the amount. I went in, I flopped the check on the guy's desk, and he gave me the key and he's like, well, we'll mail you the title. And then he started asking me questions about social media. He's like, what's that guy's name? Ron Henry. He's like, do you know Ron Henry? And they knew who I was from social media or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And then basically like, all right, guys, I got to get going. Give me the keys. And I was out of there. But I bought the car in cash, but it was months of planning, months of saving. It was not hastily. I didn't just be like, hey, I'm going to go get a truck. I'm making bank. I'm going to go get a truck. No. Megan and Joey told me no. Month after month of looking at my numbers, telling me the truth, I saved up money over months. Probably took me about a year. I wanted the truck October of 2022. They ended up buying the truck. I think it was September of 23. So about a year of a diligent planning savings plan. And then I upgraded the truck. And now I got a real nice F-150 paid for in cash. But anyway, you need to have financial planning for your business, which takes looking in the rearview mirror at how you did last month, how you did last quarter, how you did last year, and then looking ahead and planning what expenses do I have coming in? How am I going to make this thing profitable? And having a plan. The plans of the diligent lead to profit. If you want to be profitable, it takes planning and it takes hard work. You can't just willy-nilly be profitable. It doesn't happen like that. There's a lot of people that work hard, but they're not profitable. We need to plan. And I don't plan on my own. I plan with Megan and Joey, my bookkeeper, with Sheila, my tax preparer. I have a team that's smarter than me with money that they help me plan. Well, anyway, I got to go hop on a coaching call. But in a nutshell, avoid these mistakes. Not paying attention and monitoring your money. Not neglecting our customers. There's so many sports examples I could give that when things are going well, you get complacent and you drop the ball. So we don't want to do that in our business. And definitely don't underprice our services. It is probably the most common mistake and one to be avoided. Well, if you want more business insights and nuggets and motivation and inspiration, we are gathering together again in Alabama on February 23rd through 24th. Hopefully you've already booked your ticket. If not, head on over to our show notes and there's a link there for the Lawn Care Life Conference. And at greenindustrypodcast.com, we actually always have the itinerary and kind of the events that I'll be at over there as well. But the reason I say that is once the 300 tickets are sold out, the event will be sold out. So Jason's having us on his family's property and only room for 300. So I want to encourage you to reserve your seat. And then if you guys want to know where to stay for the hotel, most are staying at the Hilton Garden Inn in Trustville, Alabama. I think Pookie and some others are staying at the Hampton Inn, but I would stay at either the Hampton Inn or the Hilton Garden Inn there in Trustville. The event kicks off on Friday night, February 23rd, with dinner, a keynote speech from Alan Hain, the lawn care nut, and we'll have some music and hang out. And then Saturday, we'll have breakfast for you. We'll have some Q&A panels, as well as speeches from Naylor Taliaferro about route density, Caleb Allman on getting out of the field, working on your business, not in your business. Jason will be teaching on mindset. Jeremy Vest will be teaching about content creating. And we'll also be doing some Q&A panels with John Pajak, Jeremiah Jennings on financial mastery, as well as some giveaways. We're going to be giving away an Exmark lawnmower. Yeah, buddy. Got to be present to win. You know, got to be there to win the Exmark lawnmower. We'll have all kind of other prizes as well as several of our partners are going to be there with their equipment from Crest Commercial, Exmark. Let's see here. Crest Commercial, Yard Books is going to be there. The Landscaping Bookkeeper and Exmark. And I feel like I'm leaving people out. But if you head over to lawncarelife.com, Jason has all the information there. And if it's not already sold out, you can reserve your seat. So again, we're coming down to the wire with that. So just go on over there and see if you can still snag a ticket. And we would love to see you in Alabama, Lawn Care Life Conference 2024, February 23rd and 24th. Thanks for listening to today's show and hope to catch you on the next episode.
Hey, it's Paul. Is it time to elevate your lawn care business with Jobber? As a field service management software, Jobber has been a game changer for me since 2019, streamlining everything from quotes to payments and making customer communication a breeze. Tap the link in our show notes and see why over 200,000 home service pros trust Jobber to grow their business. Click the link in today's show notes or visit getjobber.com/Paul. Call to learn more.
Hey, it's Marty, producer of the Green Industry Podcast. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services that you heard about during the episode. And thanks for listening.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.